Detox facilities provide medical interventions for people withdrawing from large amounts of alcohol or drugs and help them manage the symptoms. The only detox facility serving Anchorage and the Valley is the Ernie Turner Center, which turns away about 15 to 20 people every day. Waiting lists run an average of 10 days. Heidi and Thomas Jensen researched the issue for Anchorage Faith and Action Congregations Together, or AFACT, then presented the data to the community.
One thing we heard, if you can't get people into treatment in that narrow window when they ask for help, then you've lost them.
The Jensens say the problem isn't new. The municipality and other organizations have issued 20 major reports on homelessness and alcoholism in the city since 1978. Most of them call for more detox beds. Residents like Ada Shavings lined up to ask Assembly members Bill Evans and Dick Traney for action.
A lot of our friends, about 15 to 20 of them, has passed away just from waiting to get into treatment. A lot of them have died on the street.
Laura Evans said she wanted the Assembly members to see the face of someone who needed detox, received it, and is now in recovery.
And I just ask for your think about us who really need help when you think about getting more detox beds.
Heather Smith was a pastor on the North Slope for 9 years. She said people in her congregation wanted help finding detox facilities anywhere in the Northwest, but she could only find spots for two of them.
Those two people went through detox and rehab and are now leaders in their communities. Someone asked me as I was telling them this story, what happened to the others? And I'll tell you, many took their lives. Some died of alcohol poisoning. And I did their funerals.
Assemblymember Evans says he's heard all of these comments before, and he knows there's a problem.
There's really nothing new under the sun as far as what is needed. The biggest problem, as I see it, is that, like the presenter said, you need to transform the study into action. And basically, action is not as easy as it seems.
Evans says the Assembly needs to take a nuanced approach to help people heal from addictions. Funding needs to go towards detox, treatment, housing, and support systems, but it's unclear where the money will come from. Assemblymember Traney says the action starts with more people speaking out, especially at Assembly meetings and during the budget process.
Come to Assembly meetings, item 17, the end of the agenda. I know I'm asking to do a lot. I want you to stay to the end of the meeting. Then you can talk to Assembly about anything you want for 3 minutes. So what I want is every other month or every month, I want one of you from this committee to come and talk to the entire Assembly. Until we're tired of seeing you, we get progress on this.
Heidi Jensen says it's time for action, not just talk.
Untreated substance abuse in Anchorage results in unnecessary costs to the community, compromised public safety, and suffering for our families.
In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.